Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. I am your host and financial lifeguard, Christine Lucan. I empower high-earning professionals and small business owners to rescue their financial dignity. Today's episode is Retirement Options for the Self-Employed. As we know, there are many different retirement plans to choose from as a small business owner. My special guest, Darren Wurz, will clarify the differences and explain the advantages and disadvantages of each one so you can decide what's best for you. I'll also give you some tips to motivate yourself to save more for retirement on a consistent basis. Darren Wurz is a financial planner and investment advisor with Wurz Financial Services. His practice is family-owned and operated, and the firm started in 1983. Darren runs the Northern Kentucky Cincinnati office as a graduate of the Golden Gate University with a master's degree in financial planning. Darren specializes in addressing today's complex financial situation facing those nearest retirement. He is a member of the Financial Planning Association, the Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, the Covington Business Council, and Rotary International. Welcome, Darren.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, Christine.
You're most welcome. So the question is, what's best for me?
Mm-hmm.
A 401k, a TUC, a simple, an IRA? What are they
right.
using?
Well, there are definitely a lot of different options to choose from, and it depends on a lot of different factors. Really the biggest factor, the biggest question is, how much do you want to put away? And what is your income like? So we can kind of go through these here, and feel free to interject as I go along. I'm going to start with the simplest and the easiest way to go. And I actually had a conversation with a lady yesterday. She's an attorney. She has her own practice. And she had a 401k with an old firm, and she was trying to figure out, you know, how can I, you know, move that over to my own retirement plan? And I said, well, you know, the easiest way to go is just to set up your own IRA. And oftentimes as a business owner, it's easy to go in and want to do, you know, the most complex thing of all right away. Well, you know, oftentimes all you need to start out is a traditional IRA or Roth IRA. You can put away 100% of your income, up to $5,500 a year. If you're over 50, that goes up to $6,500. So if you don't plan on putting away more than $5,500 a year, I would stick with the easiest, simplest way to go, which would be just setting up a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. They're easy to set up, easy to maintain. And, of course, the difference, I don't know if I should probably clarify this, but with a traditional IRA, you get a tax deduction for your contributions, which can be really valuable for a business owner. But the Roth IRA is kind of the flip side. You don't get a tax deduction, but then when you take the money out in retirement, it's all tax-free. So that's the easiest way to go. Now, let's say you need to put away some more money. Okay, the next step up would be the simple IRA, okay? A simple IRA, you can put away all of your income up to $12,500, and you get an extra bonus $3,000 if you're over 50. And then on top of that, you can have your business give you a contribution, okay? So a typical simple IRA, if you had employees, the employees could put away, you know, $12,500, and then you as the business either have to give them 2% of their income or a 3% match. If you're a self-employed individual, you know, let's say you have an LLC, well, you can deduct, you know, $12,500 from your, you know, regular wages and put it in your simple IRA, and then you can have your business pay you an extra 2% of your income or a 3% match. So that's kind of neat.
I would say for most people, they should be putting in more than the $5,500 a year.
Probably.
You know, most of well, and a lot of people that I'm coaching with, they haven't put away in their younger years, and they're trying to play catch up. So for them, the IRA is probably not going to be enough.
Yeah, it may not.
At least the traditional.
You know, Right. If you're, you know, just starting out, let's say you're young and you don't have a lot of money to put away right away, that can be a nice way to begin. Yeah, but the simple IRA
Absolutely.
does give you a nice bonus. The only issue is that you have to set it up between January 1st and October 1st. So there is a time
Okay.
window there. And it won't work if you get employee if you start to have employees. Like let's say you want to bring in some employees, well then you know you're going to have to offer a match or a 2% automatic contribution to your employees. So you want to be careful of that.
Okay. So if you're
Okay.
going to do it, you
Let's
need to make sure you can contribute for your employees as well.
Right,
Got
exactly.
it.
So let's say that the maybe the simple IRA is not enough. You need to put away more money. Step up from there would be what's called an SEP IRA. That stands for Simplified Employer Pension. And it is a type of IRA for employers, small business employers. It allows you to put away up to 25% of your net earnings. And the dollar amount maximum is $55,000. So, you know, you can put away 25% of your earnings up to $55,000 a year, which is a really nice big amount. So that's really good.
Yeah.
The only issue is you want to make sure you're making enough money. Because if not, that 25% limit is going to get you. So, you know, if you only
Got it.
make 50,000 for the year, then you're only going to be able to put away a maximum of 12,500. So,
So at that point,
you
you
know,
should have
this
just
is
gone with the
really
simple.
right. So this would be best if you're making, you know, over 100,000 a year, you know, kind of that scenario, and you need to put away more money. The nice thing about
Got
an
it.
SEP is it's also very easy to set up, very easy to maintain, and that kind of thing. Now, if you come to a place where you start, you know, you want to hire some employees, you have to watch out because whatever percentage you give yourself is the same percentage you have to give your employees with an SEP. So that's why the
Oh.
SEP is really only best for self-employed individuals because it, you know, as a business owner, you're probably going to want to give yourself, put away a lot of money for yourself. You know, like if you're giving yourself a 25% contribution, you're probably not going to want to give your employees a 25% contribution. That might bankrupt
Right.
you. So you got to be careful of that.
True. So that
Okay,
could be a good
so.
option for just a sole proprietor, or maybe it's a husband and
Perfect.
wife and they're the only two
Yeah.
employees and they want to put away that set percentage, then that could be a great way for them to put a lot of money aside. So let me
Absolutely.
ask you one quick
Yeah.
question. So with the simple and the SEP, is there a Roth version of that, or are you putting away pre-tax money
Yeah,
in
so that's
those
a
two
great
plans?
question. Those are those plans are both pre-tax, just like the traditional IRA. So you get a tax
Okay.
deduction for the money you put in, but then of course when you hit retirement and you take money out, it's all taxed at your ordinary income tax rates. Now you
Got it.
could maintain a Roth IRA at the same time. So you can do that.
Okay.
You can't
That's
have
interesting.
more than one retirement plan, but you can always have an individual IRA with your business retirement plan.
Oh,
Yeah,
interesting.
so that's something to keep in mind. But that is a
Yeah.
very, very good segue into the next category. So,
Okay.
you know, let's say, you know, you're someone who is making a lot of money and you need to put away a lot of money. You need the tax deduction. Another alternative to the SEP would be a solo 401k. Okay, so you
Okay.
can set up a 401k for just yourself. And
Oh,
it's
did
very
not know that.
similar to the, yeah, it's very similar to the SEP because you can contribute the same amount, up to 55,000. But then also, if you're over 50, you get an extra $6,000 catch-up amount. So that's really
Oh.
nice. You don't get that with the
Yeah.
SEP. So if you're over 50, it gives you a little bit of an advantage there. Now, the real kicker is that you can make Roth contributions to your 401k. So that's the really, really attractive thing, is that you can essentially put away $61,000 a year if you're over 50, $55,000 if you're under 50, and that can all be a Roth contribution. And, you know, of course, then that money is tax-free down the road. So I have a client who's doing that. We have a 401k set up, and he wanted to maximize his Roth contributions, and that's a really neat way to do that.
Yeah, I can see that. So with the solo 401k, does that mean you're the only, that means like you're the only employee if you're doing the solo 401k?
Right. So this is an owner only.
So how does that change when How does that change once you start adding employees?
So, yeah, you can add employees. That's just fine. It gets a little bit trickier when you add employees, okay?
Okay,
because
I figured.
In a 401k, you have employee and you have employer contributions. And when you start to have employees, you have to make sure that the employer contributions are all fair. And so you have to hire a third-party administrator. There's some additional expenses because the plan has to go through non-discrimination testing and all kinds of new fun IRS compliance. Yeah.
So the rule here is hire subcontractors and not employees.
You know, yeah, that's an easy way to get around that. 401ks have other nice features, like the ability to take loans or take hardship distributions. You know, let's say that you have worked for a company for a long time and you are you're quitting your job and you're starting a new business. And the only resource you have is all this money in your old 401k. Well, what you could do is you could start a 401k for your new business, roll the money over from your old employer, and then you could take a loan out against that 401k to fund the start of your new business. And that would be way better than taking money out of your 401k, paying the penalties and the taxes to fund your new business.
True. Yeah. And then you've got a schedule to basically pay yourself back.
Yeah, that's kind of a neat way to do it. So there are, you know, the 401k sounds really nice. There are some additional costs, though. It can, you know, it's a good idea to hire a third-party administrator to do the plan documents and to help you with IRS compliance. And from what I've seen, that typically costs around $300 to $500 a year to do that. So that is one thing to keep in mind. But, you know, let's say you're a husband and wife. Here's what you could do. You could put your spouse on the payroll or make your spouse a co-owner, and then you could essentially double up your 401k. So you could have two $55,000 buckets to put money into, which is really nice.
Right. Yeah. Well, and a lot of the clients that I'm working with are higher income, self-employed individuals, and sometimes they think their only two options are a 401k for the whole entire company or just this little standalone Roth where I can just put $5,500 in.
Yeah, the solo 401k is a really, really nice idea. It does have a little extra cost, but it's a really great flexible vehicle because you can do a lot. You can do the Roth contributions. You can do the traditional contributions. You know, you can have your spouse also making contributions. So it's really a great vehicle to use. Now, there is one more.
There's
more. This one is not talked about very much, but let's say you're making a whole lot of money and you really need some tax deductions. You really need to defer some income. Well, you could set up what's called a cash balance plan. A cash balance plan is technically a pension plan. It's a defined benefit pension plan.
It's a pension plan you set up for yourself.
Yeah, essentially. Now, this only makes sense if your income is above about $350,000 and it's fairly steady. Because there are some additional costs associated. And how much you can put away is dependent on what kind of income you're making. Okay.
Okay.
So a cash balance plan is a defined benefit plan. The only limit on what you can put in, okay, this is kind of weird, because it's a pension plan, the limit is actually on the benefit you can receive at retirement. So the limit is not on how much you can put in. The limit is on what kind of benefit you can get in retirement. And currently, that's $220,000 a year. So
it's pretty good.
That would be pretty good, right? So like a pension plan, right. Like a pension plan, you would set it up. You would decide what your future pension payout is going to be. And then you would use a formula to decide what kind of contribution the company needs to make to fund that future benefit, okay? So if you wanted to potentially give yourself the maximum pension payout, your contribution limit is derived from that number. So let's say you're 30 years old, and you're planning on a pension benefit of $220,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're 30 years old, the maximum you could put away each year would be $45,000. And it's a function of your age. So the closer you are to retirement, the higher that number goes. So if you're 40, that number goes up to $78,000. If you're 50, that number goes up to $134,000. Okay?
Right.
Now,
so
the real kicker
here is start early.
Start early,
the lesson for any of this is start early. For sure.
Yeah. Now, what's really cool is that you can have a cash balance plan alongside a 401k. So, you know, you can really put away a whole lot of money if you really, really need to. So, just some very interesting ideas here.
Yeah, for sure. And so probably some of the people who are listening to this, their heads are probably swimming right now because there's a lot of numbers.
They might be.
And we talked about a lot of letters, thrown around a lot of letters and numbers. So someone can come to you and say, look, here's what's going on in my business. Here's what I'm paying myself. Help me pick the right plan. You can help them pick that, the proper vehicle and the investments that go inside that vehicle based off of their individual situation, correct?
Absolutely. And really it boils down to how much do you need to put away? So, you know, really we would want to take a look at, you know, what kind of income are you going to need in retirement? And are we saving enough to get us there? And if not, how much do we need to be saving to get us to that point in retirement? And so then we would say, okay, if we need to put away X amount a year, which plan makes more sense? You know, if it's if we don't need to put away very much, then we want to go probably one of the easier routes, the simpler routes, like a traditional IRA, maybe a simple or a SEP, you know. And then if we really need to put some serious money away, or we need to take advantage of that Roth contribution, maybe we look at the solo 401k. And then, you know, the cash balance plan is pretty rare, but, you know, for somebody who's making a significant amount of money, like maybe an attorney who owns their own practice or a physician who owns their own practice or really needs to put away a lot of money, then the cash balance plan can make a lot of sense.
Right. Well, and it's interesting because you probably have run up against this issue where you're telling folks, hey, if you want to be drawing this much in retirement, this is how much you need to be putting in right now. And so I want to talk about a couple quick tips that I give my clients. And of course, feel free to steal these and use them with your clients on how do you motivate yourself to save more for retirement on a consistent basis? And one of the things that I will have my clients do is an exercise called imagining your elderly self. And there are actually some websites that you can go to where it will age your picture 20, 30, or 40 years into the future. So I've done this before, and the exercise is super creepy. But at the same time, it is so motivating because you take that picture, you know, you do a screenshot, And you print that picture out, and with all of my clients, I have them do a financial vision board. And, you know, those are all the things that they're saving for the future. You know, so whether it's the car, the house, the vacations, retirement is one of those things. And it seems like people have a hard time motivating themselves for retirement. But when they actually see that picture of themselves, then it's almost like you have this feeling of it, this is like my parent, my grandparent. And a lot of times if you look like your mom or your dad, it's like you can see that and you're like, it's my job right now to take care of this person. And every dollar that I don't put in retirement now, I'm essentially robbing my elderly self. This poor, feeble 80, 90-year-old man or woman, if I'm saying, hey, screw it, I'm not going to put any money in retirement because I'd rather take a vacation or buy a better car, it's almost like you're holding your elderly self at gunpoint and taking the money that they need to live off of and not, you know, and you're not taking care of your elderly self. And sometimes when I frame it that way, then all of a sudden you see that emotional shift in people where they're like, oh, yeah, I really got to do this. And the other one that I do is an exercise that I call emotionally charged savings. And so you can apply this really to any goal, but it certainly works very well for retirement. And so what I'll have people do is I will have them clearly imagine both the best case scenario and the worst case scenario for retirement. So let's say, for example, my husband and I, we want to retire to Maui. You know, we've been there several times. We know exactly where we would want to live, you know, what golf courses we'd want to play on, which snorkeling spots we'd want to go to, which beaches. You know, we can see that very clearly in our mind's eye. Like, that would be the very best case scenario for our retirement. But sometimes that's not enough to motivate yourself to save for retirement, just imagining that best case scenario. So what I'll have people do is I'll say, well, let's also imagine the worst case scenario. And I will actually tell people, look, if you haven't been to a not so nice retirement home, nursing home recently, go to the grocery store and grab some balloons or flowers, go and visit, spread some cheer while you're there, and really look around, you know, like at some of these Medicaid nursing homes. I did this just recently because, you know, we actually had to put my mother-in-law in a nursing home very briefly before she passed away of cancer. And so I went and looked at several different nursing homes, and I have a very clear picture in my mind of where I do not want to retire. And so sometimes imagining that worst case scenario, that way every single time you have that decision to make of, am I going to take some of this money that I made this month and call up Darren and say, hey, you know, go ahead and tag my bank account and put that away. I'm not only thinking about Maui, but I'm also thinking about that not so nice nursing home that I don't want to go into. So you have that, both that positive and that negative, that really amps up that emotional charge around that particular goal.
Yeah, that's very good, because, you know, that is something people need to think about. And typically that's a fear that doesn't really kick in until late 50s, early 60s, and people start to really realize, oh, hey, at some point, and for self-employed people, it can be really tough, because a lot of times we think, oh, I'll just work forever. Well, you know, at a certain point,
maybe,
you
maybe
want
not.
To be able to have, I certainly don't want to work forever, you know. And, you know, in 20 years, your ideas about life could change dramatically. I mean, you know, and you want to, you know, even if you plan on working for a long time, you want to be in a place where you are able to step away if you want to or if you need to.
Right. And, you know, people keep living longer and longer. I mean, we see retirement ages being pushed out. I mean, you know, my dad is 72 and he's semi-retired. You know, he's still working part-time. And I think we're going to see, you know, I'm in my early 40s. I know you're a little bit younger than me. But, you know, I think by the time you see Gen Xers retiring, you know, I mean, we may not be retiring until 75 or 80, but we might be living to 110.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You've got this really long time horizon.
We're worrying about living too long.
I know. Well, and it's interesting because sometimes I will hear people say, oh, well, you know, my kids will just take care of me. And it's like, well, maybe. maybe not.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to have to put that financial burden on somebody else, you know, by not having those retirement funds.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, hey, we've got just about 3 minutes left to go. So I want to wrap this up and let you tell people how to find you. So, tell our listeners where they can get a hold of you.
Well, they can, of course, visit us on the web. Our website is wurzfinancialservices.com. And check us out. We've got all kinds of blogs and newsletters up there on our website. And you can see, you know, how we operate and how we work with folks. Most of the people I work with are either in retirement or getting ready for retirement and really trying to answer the question of, am I going to run out of money? And how do I prevent that from happening? So we really help people answer that question and try to maximize everything they can, Social Security, pension income, you know, bring everything together and try to optimize and maximize their probability of success. And we really take a probability approach to retirement because the biggest unknown is what the market is going to do. So we really have no idea, you know, how the market's going to perform. So instead of using an assumption, we try to, you know, frame it in terms of probability and maximizing our probability of success.
Awesome. Well, I will go in and add your website to the description here so that when people are listening after the fact that they can find you. For sure.
Yeah, and my, you know, if anyone out there wants my phone number, it's 859-291-9879.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. And everyone out there, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. As always, you can find me, Christine Lucan, your financial lifeguard, at christinelucan.com. Also, be sure to grab a copy of my book, Money is Emotional, Prevent Your Heart from Hijacking Your Wallet, which is available on Amazon. I look forward to talking with you guys next time. Until then, have an amazing week.